No, I try not to look into that all that much. I mean, it comes down to winning games. We don't care. If you win games, they're going to like you. If you lose games, they're probably not going to like you. So that's the goal, to win games.
John, you know, winning with both the special teams and the offensive game ball, I don't think it's ever happened in Mike's tenure or has ever happened. You have to be kind of proud of that, though, huh?
Yeah, you know, I always go out there when I'm on special teams and do the best I can to try and win a game ball. We're very competitive for the teams. And offensive game ball is just, you know, an added surprise.
John, what do you think, from your guys, what's really important for you guys? You know, obviously winning the game, but, I mean, you know, your approach, your attitude, yeah. What the Bears bring to part of that.
Well, we got our backs up against the wall, so we need to win to make the playoffs, and it's a Bears-Packers game. Enough said there, right? So.
Does the fact that the Bears may not have anything to play for, is that... for other people to talk about it, how do you look at that into
effect? You can't look into that. If you look into that, you're not concentrating on what, you know, you should be going into a game. You need to work on your discipline, work on, you know, some of the things that it takes to beat them if they are at the top of their game. So that's, you know, what we're preparing for.
Talk about this return group, not just in the struggle also.
Yeah, they're dangerous. Their return game is probably the best in the game right now. The best punt returner I've ever seen. Daniel Manning is a hard-hitting downhill runner. I mean, they can make plays in special teams. They consider that their first play of offense and get downfield. So we got to do a good job containing those guys.
Is there anything unique about that challenge, or you just got to reach out to their job real well?
Yeah, no, we're excited. We love going into games against the best at their position. It's always fun going against them. After trying to shut him down and being, you know, one of the teams to do that. Well, they play great, their front seven. They know how to play off each other. They're very big and physical with the line, and their linebackers are fast to get downhill and get in the gaps and stop people before they can get going.
How can you kind of describe your journey? Let's talk about people that are in small school background. Might be lucky just to hang on to them in the roster. You've kind of made the most of it. Even kind of shown ability to run the ball, and that just as a special teams guy. Do you ever sit back and kind of reflect on that? And what do you think has allowed you to get to this point?
You know, it's been fun, but I think just, you know, from my roots, didn't get recruited by a big school either. You know, I went to Division II and had to fight to get the ball there, and got the ball there. So, you know, I've had a hard work ethic my whole life. I got instilled in that in high school, so I just tried to stick with it from what I learned from them.
What did NFL teams, even these guys, tell you coming out of college? Did anybody say, we think you can run the ball?
Well, a lot of teams like my size and like my agility because I ran the ball a lot in college, but they all said, basically, you know, you're going to have to learn how to block in the NFL. And I tried to take that and do the best I could at it and stuck around with it.
But you always had the confidence because you did it in college and you could do it at this level, right? Or did you kind of have to throw it in?
I've always had confidence that I could run the ball. And it was funny because for so many years I didn't run the ball. So I had to almost readjust and learn it again at the start of this year.
So are you surprised with how well it's gone this year? Are you pretty comfortable?
No, I try not to say, you know, you get too surprised by anything. We work real hard in here. We work hard in the meeting rooms. We work hard on the practice field. So everything's a design plan to do well. So I don't really try and say I'm too surprised.
What do your friends and family think about the Coon Chan?
Oh, they love it. They're excited about it. They kind of did a little bit in college, too. So my family's a little used to it.
A little bigger crowd, though, probably.
Yeah, I love it.
How big
a
crowds were you at
Shippensburg? About 2,000 probably on average.
And when did they start chanting?
I mean, probably like my senior year.
So your senior year. When you came out of the D2 school, did you want to see how you measured up when you were in Pittsburgh, or were you intimidated at all?
No, I mean, you're coming in with a bunch of other rookies who are wide-eyed as well. You know, I can remember my rookie class in Pittsburgh, and we were all in the same boat. We were trying hard to make the roster, every single one of us, whether we were the first pick or an undrafted free agent. So it's kind of the same game for everybody.
Philbin always jokes that you guys run the wing tee. Back there, did you guys actually run the wing tee?
Yeah, we ran a version of the wing tee, actually.
Okay. So does that tee formation stuff suit you pretty well?
That's kind of why I guess I have a little knack for getting the handoff so close to the line of scrimmage, is because I did that in college.